Girls in a Bottle of Wine podcast, and I'm Janet Blair. Each week, I sit down with one of my girlfriends, whether it be
Teresa,
Natalie,
Carrie,
Kristen,
Tara,
Stephanie.
We talk about whatever.
We completely restore this trailer,
you know, fry people's faces off.
As a bad Mexican.
I don't understand the competition that goes on between women.
Two girls in a bottle of wine.
Over a glass of wine, bottle of wine, or sometimes a couple bottles of wine. Join in on Facebook at facebook.com/twogirlsinabottleofwine. Don't miss us. Hi, I'm Janet.
And I'm Natalie.
And we are two girls in a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine. Natty Wazers is back in the basement house.
Hi.
Hi. It's only been a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Totally.
Did you miss me at
all?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. I was like, she is not going to be ready to come back. I was waiting.
Yeah. No, I was good. Thanks for having me back.
No problem. I'm so glad that you're here. We made it through Thanksgiving.
Yes, we did.
How was your Thanksgiving?
Really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you eat too much?
I tried to pace myself.
Good job.
But I did end up bringing home, I think, like a pie from my sister's house.
What kind?
It was so half and half. One was half, it was half apple and the other half was pumpkin.
Mm.
So I had pie for breakfast probably 4 days afterwards.
I did the same thing with a pecan pie.
Oh my gosh.
That is my all-time favorite.
This year was the first time I had tried the pecan pie and it was delicious.
You know, it's funny how people say pecan and pecan.
Right, tomato, tomato.
Right. My coworker calls it pecan. And
that's how I pronounce it.
I'm like, what are you talking about? That's pecan.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly can't remember where I picked up pecan, but I think I liked the way it sounded, so I just kind of stuck with it. Mm-hmm. So,
how do you eat your pecan pie?
Pecan.
Mm-hmm.
I guess just the normal way. I put it with whipped cream on top.
I'm very strange. I know. I threw curveball.
That's all right.
When I eat my pecan pie, I eat the nuts off the top.
Okay.
And then I eat the gooeyness with the crust after. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And someone questioned me this year. They're like, did you eat the top first? And I was like, yes, I've done that since I was a child. And I don't even think about it.
No, absolutely. We all have our, sometimes when I'm eating Kit Kats, I'll bite off all the sides first and then I'll break it apart and eat it.
Nice.
I don't know. Yeah. We all have our weird.
The Little Debbie nut, the chocolate peanut butter wafers.
Oh, yeah.
What are they called?
The nutty bars.
Nutty bars. I used to peel it, level by level and lick the peanut butter. I haven't had one of those in forever.
Yeah,
I'm now going to crave one until I have one.
I probably had one within this year.
Oh,
they're still pretty good.
They are amazing.
But yeah, last year was the first time I had candied pecans for the first time. And those are delicious.
They are.
Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever made them?
Oh, yeah. Last year was...
Okay. I didn't know if someone else made them for you.
Yeah, my mother-in-law made them for me, and then I ended up making a batch, and then that was it.
Do you have the recipe?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you should send it, and we'll post it on our blog.
Absolutely.
Because anyone out there that hasn't had candied pecans,
so good.
Whatever, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Do you add some cayenne pepper to yours?
No. I'm such a wimp with
me
spices.
Too. Me too. I've seen that as a recipe and I was like, no.
Yeah.
Gonna stick with the sugar.
Right. Exactly. Sugar's the way to go. So, yeah.
Well, we're gonna hit Woman Crush of the Week. Are you ready?
Heck yeah.
Every time you come in with a Woman Crush of the Week that makes me feel bad, a real life person, that you know. So I have met my Woman Crush of the Week.
Awesome.
I don't know her.
Okay.
My Woman Crush of the Week is...
now presenting, drumroll,
Taylor Swift. I actually read an article this week. If you notice, she never shows her midriff. She shows above her belly button, but not her belly button.
Hmm.
And she has said that no one will ever see her belly button in public because that's committing to the midriff. Huh. Like she'll do the upper, the upper abs. She's so dang thin.
Yeah.
I'm like, I want your body.
No kidding.
I would like to have her body.
I get what you're saying. Okay. If you could take anybody's body in
Taylor
the world,
Swift.
You would take hers.
She's tall, she's thin.
Right.
She's beautiful.
I would think I would do Selma Hayek or someone that's
bootylicious?
Yeah.
See, yeah. That's awesome. Taylor's latest album called 1989. Do you have it?
No.
It's on repeat in my life.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with Blank Space and Bad Blood. Those are my two favorite songs.
Okay.
So if you listen to any songs, like, you can pull it up on Vivo, I'm sure.
Oh, I've listened to Shake It Off plenty of times.
I'm sure you have, with a child that's a female.
She just lights up when that song comes up. And it's fun to dance to. It is. It really, and, like, as much as I try to stay away from, like, poppy mainstream music, like, I find myself dancing to it. So,
that's awesome. The happy song, too?
That one, I think it kind of got old to my daughter. Oh. So we don't, maybe she does. I don't know. It doesn't play that much anymore, mm-hmm. or at least not that we've been around.
Right.
So I guess I just don't really notice it when it does. So.
I got sick of that song and Shake It Off.
Sure.
But I'm in love with Blank Space and Bad Blood. Okay. And a lot of the other songs are very, she's just great with lyrics. She writes some amazing songs.
Sure.
She started back several years ago. It was probably 5 or 6 years ago. That's me throwing out a number I don't know.
Wasn't she super young?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when I was sitting in my bedroom and Tim McGraw came on the radio. And I was like, oh, I love this song because my grandmother loved Tim McGraw and she had passed away. And I was like, this is so, when I think Tim McGraw, I think of you. I was not thinking of in a love song mm-hmm. context. Sure. And then I saw the video on CMT and I was like, oh my gosh, that girl's like 12. She was probably like 15, 16, 17 at the time. I don't know. And then she just blew up. Mm-hmm. Teardrops on My Guitar. Yeah. Do you recall any of this?
I'm trying.
It was country music.
I am really trying to remember. So your finger
was probably not even near that
no,
pulse.
No, that was back when.
So what is your most early memory of Taylor Swift?
She had really long, curly, pretty hair.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, really. I had worked with a girl in the pharmacy I work in now, and she just loves her, and she's telling me about her, and I was like, oh, I have no idea who you're talking about, but she was just really, and I'm friends with her on Facebook, and she still talks about her, and how I think she just went to go see her down in Australia or somewhere.
Does she live in Australia?
No, she lives here in
Colorado. And she went to Australia to see Taylor Swift?
Yeah, she travels a lot, though.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Not only to go to Australia, but to also see Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I think it'd be cool to. There's a. I saw. I'm gonna go off track here for a second.
That's okay.
So I was listening to one of my podcasts that I listened to, one of the comedians, and he's mm-hmm. talking about how he's gonna do a tour in Asia and then also in Australia. And I was like, oh, that would be awesome. And then I actually was looking at Steve's page, and he was trying to go down to Australia as well.
He did that once. He went to Australia. It was for a 3-month ordeal.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, no, please.
Can I come?
right. And he's done England and other places. But yeah, he loved Australia and he would love to go back.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Just to go and, I mm-hmm. mean, even if it, for your work. I
right.
mean, how awesome would that,
that would be amazing. Amazing. Sorry. But when he flew back, he actually, because you're on the plane so long, got blood clots in his legs.
Oh, wow.
So he kind of, like, is very mindful when he flies now.
So does he just lay on the ground? I'm just kidding.
Oh. I'm like, huh? No, I think he, like, tries to get up and, like, move about.
Yeah, see, I've never seen the plane, so I'd imagine they're big enough to where you can,
I would
can,
hope
right?
so. I didn't ask him. That's a great question.
If you're listening, Steve.
Yeah, Steve, if you're listening, I don't know if he listens.
2 hours from now.
I'm going to, like, wait and, like, drop something, like, 20 minutes in that would, like, make him upset just to see.
Oh, okay.
I've thought about doing that. Did your husband listen?
Yeah, actually, whenever you post it, we'll listen to it together.
Yay!
So, yeah.
I can't listen to my voice.
I am that way, too.
It's hard.
I think, like when I started school, they told me kind of my flaws in my voice.
They did?
Yeah.
That was rude.
Yeah, they just said that I was super nasally and I talk from my mouth and not from my summer. So, though, like, I've been super self-conscious ever since. So, huh. Yeah.
Well, I think your voice is fabulous.
Thanks. I like yours, too.
So, the quote that I found from Taylor that I wanted to share was, my ultimate goal is to end up being happy most of the time. I thought that was a good quote. It's kind of impossible to be happy constantly.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
So that is a good bar to set.
Right. Because if you know, or hopefully you know what your goal is, if you ever find yourself in a situation mm-hmm. where you're unhappy, hopefully you can kind of gravitate back to your goal.
Right. Mm. Now, your woman crush?
So when I showed up, I told you that I had joined a gym.
Yes, congratulations.
Thank you.
When was the last time you had a gym membership?
I have never. The last time I think I worked out in a gym atmosphere was in high school.
Wow.
So it's been a long time.
So you're going to get all buff.
I hope not. I hope more defined than...
okay.
Than like roid rage or something.
Don't rage on me, Natter Waters.
Yeah, I won't. It's okay. Just don't try and take the chocolate away on my cheat day.
Okay. All right.
Cool. Then we're good. So my crush of the week is, of course, my sister. She's the one that kind of pushed us all to do it.
Really?
Yeah. So I've been wanting to join a gym now probably for the last 2 years, but my husband's constantly saying, well, no. You know, I don't feel like it's good for me because I had a membership and I never went to work out. I don't want to waste the money.
Right.
And I was just kind of like, okay, well, I'm going to look for myself then. But now, since she's joined and her boyfriend's joined, he was kind of intrigued to join so that, you know, he could have a workout buddy too. So
nice.
Thanks, Nick. So, yeah.
Yay. And does your sister, like, does she work in the industry or she just?
She actually, no, she works at Children's Hospital.
So. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Never mind. You only have one sister.
I have two sisters.
Two sisters.
Yeah.
Dang it. It's okay. Retention, not my thing.
It's all good.
So why did she motivate you guys or why was she pushing you guys?
Well, I know that they had discussed joining the gym, and mm-hmm. then my husband and I were looking at other gyms that were a lot fancier and a lot more expensive, but yes, we realized that that was not in the budget, so when my husband brought it up, and he said they really wanted to join this gym, which it was all over Pandora, so I was, you know, listening to my music at work, and the commercial constantly started.
What's the name of the gym?
It's called Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness. Okay.
I'm so sorry. Excuse me.
You're fine.
So Planet Fitness was kind of making a deal through November. Mm-hmm. You sign up for a dollar and then it's $10 a month thereafter.
That's awesome. And for life?
It was, I don't know. I guess I don't really know.
Oh, sorry.
I'm asking
all these questions.
No, you're fine. I'm just thinking, like, well, what if they do up it? Like, you know how you go to rent an apartment and then the next year they up it by like $200
right.
a month? Those jerks.
And then you move again. Like,
oh, okay. See you later.
Bye. Yeah.
No, so it was all over Pandora. My husband brought it up to me that my sister and her boyfriend were thinking about signing up. And so she kind of got the ball rolling and got my husband excited to join,
nice.
Which is
huge.
Freaking awesome.
So now you all go together? Do they have childcare?
No, actually, my husband and I went for the first time as our date night on Friday.
Oh, wow.
And then I went with her on Saturday, and then my husband went yesterday. So.
And then you went to?
I went tonight, yeah.
Dang, wow.
Trying to keep that momentum going.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to, because once you get lazy, you can't go back very easily.
Right, and it's like, it's just, if we keep it at a slow or steady tempo now, mm-hmm. then hopefully it will just become part of the routine.
Norm. My friend and her husband rotate. Like, he'll go right, no. he'll come home from work, she'll go while he stays with the kids, and then she'll be making dinner, and then he'll come back and she'll go while he feeds everyone.
Gotcha.
So it's the routine they have. I'm like, wow.
Ours was basically, he's going to pick her up today, and then tomorrow I'm going to pick her up. So nice. Kind of swap it.
Marriage is all about compromise and balance, right?
Yeah.
That's the secret to success.
Right. Right.
So Christmas is approaching. I spent the weekend doing Christmas cards and wrapping presents. And nice. I thought of you as I was wrapping my gifts because I was like, wow, Natty has a daughter. I have minimal gifts to worry about. I have my mom, my dad, and my brother's child, and my brother's wife.
Okay.
Really, that's I'm my best friend. I let Steve worry about his family. If he needs help, then like we'll join, you know. Sure. He hasn't popped the question, so it's not my family.
Right.
That's my justification. I was like, wow, she has. That's awesome. She has.
That's your mess still. Sorry, Steve.
They're not a mess. It's just, yes. I have to put boundaries for myself, or I'll try and like do everything, and then I'm like, I can't do it all.
So. I got what you're saying. That's how my husband is. He just kind of does everything for everyone and never says no. So
it's hard.
Yeah, and I mean, I can definitely see that too, but I think a little by little, I'm kind of learning to not.
It's volunteer. Definitely as I've gotten older, I'm like, don't do it, Janet. You're gonna regret it.
Right.
You got a lot on your plate. Stop. Gotcha. But you have a little one. She's six, and so you have a lot when it comes to a child. You have to, like, do the presents. You have to play Santa, do the shopping when she's not around, while you're working, while you're recording rap music videos, while you're working out. Like, how do you do it? What's the key to success?
I guess just experience of being a child myself. You just kind of have to put yourself into that mode or, like, into that same brain.
Okay.
And you have to think of where they won't look as far as hiding gifts.
Okay.
Because this weekend, yesterday when my husband was at the gym, I was sleeping and my daughter, like I put some of her presents that I've already purchased for her in my closet.
Oh.
And she was trying to get in there yesterday, so I jumped right out of bed. And
woke up from a dead sleep?
Right. All I did was just kind of hide them in my clothes.
Right.
You know. But she didn't find them, but she was definitely looking for them. She's like, what was that? And I'm like, oh, I have no idea. You know, just
dirty
plays really dumb, you know. So, but I remember as a kid, I was always looking.
Constantly.
Oh, yeah. Like, under my parents' bed and in their closet. So, my mom always just, she was awesome with hiding gifts.
See, I think I would suck at that.
Yeah.
Horrible. Like, with Steve, I'm like, don't go in that room. Your Christmas presents are in there, okay? Thanks.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Don't go in there.
Yeah, I mean, I put it in on the top shelf of my closet because, I mean, thinking she wouldn't.
She's six, yeah.
I mean, her eye level is nowhere near that, so I wasn't thinking she'd look up, but she did, so I'm like, crap.
Smarty.
She's fine. Smarty. Oh, she's too smart for her own good.
How old were you when Santa
was revealed? I think I believed him, like, I remember camping out. I don't know. I want to say like 11 or 12.
Okay.
It was probably one of the last years.
Yeah, that sounds about right for me too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then reality hit.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Right. That's okay. I was talking to one of the pharmacists I work with at work, and we were just talking about how easily they can be influenced by like older kids.
Right.
You know, that Santa's not real or the Tooth Fairy's not real. And there's actually a little girl that lives close to our house who's, I think she's a sixth grader.
Oh.
And she was trying to tell my daughter that the Tooth Fairy wasn't real. So then I had this realization that my daughter can't hang out with anyone older.
Right.
You know, especially if you're just trying to keep them
innocent and happy. Yeah,
exactly. So
that's a good rule.
Yeah. That's a good success.
It is. Keeping a 6-year-old and a 6th grader.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Grammy nominations were announced this last week.
Awesome.
Did you?
No.
Okay. So I'm all obsessed with these music shows and award shows. I love the Oscars. I love the Golden Globes. I don't know why. I think it's seeing all these pretty people dress up in pretty outfits and then honor each other.
Gotcha. It's like, well, I mean, kind of like, you know, now that you say that, I guess I understand because it's a lot to take, you know, a couple months and you basically live with these people for several or, you know, weeks to months at a time. And, you know, I'm sure they're grateful, especially with how much money they make.
No kidding. So I want to go over a couple categories for nominees. They're just 3. We'll have the complete list of nominees posted on our Facebook and our blogs from E! Online. This is where I get the list. So for Album of the Year, we have Morning Phase from Beck, Beyonce from Beyonce, X from Ed Sheeran, Girl from
Pharrell.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I always jack that name up. And then In the Lonely Hour by Sam Smith, who I cannot stop hearing Sam Smith's name, it seems, for the last 6 months.
Oh, what was that? That song, that Stay With Me?
Yes.
It reminds me so much of, I had it.
On the tip of your tongue.
Well, so many people, because I looked it up and I remember thinking, I'm like, I've heard this song before. Right. I know this is a cover, but it's not a cover. It sounds exactly like some song.
Norah Jones?
No, it's a guy.
No, I'm. While you think about that, I'll go over the next two categories.
I doubt it'll come up, but okay, go ahead.
Which are country categories, cool. So that's why they mattered to me, and they both include Miranda Lambert. So for best country album, Riser from Dierks Bentley, The Outsiders, Eric Church, 12 Stories by Brandi Clark, Platinum by Miss Miranda Lambert, and The Way I'm Living by Leanne Womack. For Best Country Solo Performance, nominees are Give Me Back My Hometown by Eric Church, Invisible by Hunter Hayes, Automatic by Miranda Lambert, Something in the Water by Carrie Underwood, and Cop Car by Keith Urban.
So what's your choice?
Miranda Lambert.
Of course.
I have an obsession. I really do. Did you think of the sounds like? No.
No. I think it's someone like Eric Clapton or...
It's
like that era.
Gotcha. And
but I'm can't think of it. I'm
not familiar with that era very well.
Oh, maybe it's... No. Okay. No.
Okay.
No. Sorry. Sorry for that dead air.
No worries. So, with the holidays come temptations. It sounds like you have your temptations on, like, hold. You have, like, one cheat day and you're sticking to that. You're really good. No.
She's
shaking her head. No.
I mean,
I was like, wow.
I wish so I could say that I was. I was not last year, but the year before that, I was just on this schedule of no. But
right?
Last year, it started again.
It's hard.
It is hard.
My coworker has been bringing in these homemade cookies. And then I'm like,
I think that's where a lot of it happens.
Because mentally I'm like, if I have a cookie, but I skip lunch, and it's totally not healthy.
Right.
Not at all.
Yeah, like I came into work this morning, and there was a tray full of cookies. It's like, really?
Did you have one?
Of course I did.
Yes. Okay, just, it makes me feel less guilty if I think other people are cheating as well.
Right. And this guy will always come in, and he'll be like, you should have a cookie. They look delicious. You're like, come on, dude.
What's your goal? Right. So I found some healthy kitchen staples that I wanted to run through with you. Is that cool?
Yeah, for sure.
And I want you to tell me if you have these in your kitchen.
Okay.
So the first one is almond butter. Do you have that in your kitchen?
No, I have apple butter.
I've had almond butter in my kitchen before. Mm-hmm. It's peanut butter, but with almonds.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah. I've seen that
It's supposed to be
before.
Healthier. and
more expensive.
It is. Uh-huh. And we don't eat a lot of peanut butter, but the dogs eat peanut butter with their vitamins on a daily basis, so we don't have almond butter. Apple cider vinegar?
Yep.
I don't know. Did you listen to Last Tara's?
Yeah, I did, podcast? And I was actually interested in how she did that. It's kind of funny. I had a dream recently, and I was describing to somebody how you wash your hair with
apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, and it was in my dream.
Crazy.
But and all I the only thing I've heard that from is when Tara was explaining to you.
Oh, that's awesome. So, have you tried it yet?
No, I have not.
I'm afraid to because of my whole dyeing process. Right, so you'll have to let me know.
Same with me.
You dye your hair?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah. What color is your natural hair color?
It's brown, but I kind of...
Lightening?
I went blonde last year, so...
I think I saw pictures on Facebook of that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I understand. We have apple cider vinegar in our refrigerator because I read somewhere that if you do, like, shots of it on a regular basis, it helps prevent carpal tunnel.
Oh, wow.
And I'm typing constantly. So I bought this apple cider vinegar, and then I found out there were apple cider vinegar pills. So I bought the pills, but then they gave me a headache. And it's really hard to do shots of apple cider vinegar.
Yeah,
it's hard on the throat.
I hear that.
So.
You've talked about this on one of your podcasts.
I'm really sad about it.
Like, I think I just used it in a recipe, and we have it now. So.
And do you have the Bragg's version? That's like supposed to be the ultimate one.
No, I only usually buy like Kroger.
Oh, okay. And it says you can use apple cider vinegar to flavor foods, which I should probably use the leftover for that.
Nice.
Or balsamic vinegar is a close second,
which
I know we have tons of balsamic vinegar. We love doing the balsamic vinegar and olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yummy. And then speaking of Bragg's liquid aminos.
I've heard of it.
You don't use it?
No.
So it's the certified non-GMO protein concentrate is made from soybeans. It's gluten-free and has a salty flavor.
Nice. So it tastes like edamame?
Possibly.
Hmm.
We'll have to check that out. Coconut oil?
I do have some, actually.
I do, too. But I always tend to reach for olive oil before I do coconut oil, and I don't know why.
Yeah, we used it for a recipe, and it's now in our
Coconut oil has so many diverse, like, you can do, like, put it on your face and your hair. I have used coconut oil, and it didn't mess with my dye. So,
really?
Yeah, you should try that.
Yeah, somebody told me about that, to use it on your face. And I don't want to try stuff on my face because my face, it's not sensitive, but I feel like it could potentially be sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just have a mind field on my face, which is grossness. So.
Right. Well, I can tell you I didn't.
Okay.
It worked out very well.
Mm-hmm.
I put it all over my face and I slept all night and I washed it off and it worked out pretty well. I put like a towel over my pillow.
Was it just moisturizing?
Yeah, it was a little oily feeling, but it, yeah.
Interesting.
It was good.
Hmm.
Himalayan salt. It's an essential seasoning agent. Salt is present in just about every recipe and having too much or too little can make or break a meal.
Gotcha.
Himalayan salt.
Hmm.
Coconut or almond milk, which I tend to go toward almond milk. I just bought some yesterday. It doesn't go bad as quickly, and it tastes to me just like regular milk. But other people have told me there's a big difference.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not much of a milk drinker anyways.
I'm not either, but I like cereal, and I like it in my coffee.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I use creamer. I use coconut creamer, actually.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Dr. Schultz's superfood. It's a superfood powder. This product is full of organic vegetables, minerals, and nutrients. I've never even heard of it.
Me neither.
Lemon. Freshly squeezed lemon juice is a wonder. It goes in smoothies, over salads, soups, and everything. One time, I bought a big bag of lemons. And they went bad.
Sure.
Because I had this, like, great aspiration to use it like that.
Right.
Are you a lemon person?
I try to be. We don't usually have them around, but when I was younger, my mom used to make hot lemon honey tea for us.
Okay.
And so she'd just microwave a cup of water or, you know, put on some hot water and squeeze half a lemon and like a teaspoon of honey, and that was it just to kind of help the congestion. And
right.
And so now I make it for my daughter.
Oh.
But, yeah. And they're also good, like, if you cut them in half, you can throw them into your garbage disposal, and they make your...
I have done that. Mm-hmm. I have done that. But I just stopped, because I was like, oh, I'm wasting money, because they're going bad.
You can always add it to water.
I have read, I think it was Hungry Girl actually said that starting the day off with a warm cup of water with lemon mm-hmm. will help, like, kickstart your system.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Like, before you do anything else, before coffee or anything.
Wow.
I tried it for a while. It's hard for me to commit.
I don't, yeah, I think that's a woman thing.
How about green powders?
I used to. I've gone through... a specific company that had like a mm-hmm. I think it was called Mad Green or not Mad Greens, it was just called Greens.
Okay.
And you would like spoon out maybe a tablespoon.
Okay.
Or two. I can't remember, but I would actually throw it into some yogurt and mix it around, and mm-hmm. it was really good.
Yum. Yeah. I'll have to try that, because again, haven't tried that.
Yeah, it's just kind of another way to get your nutrients from your greens, so.
If you're not a vegetable eater.
Yeah. Kind of alkalinize your system a little more. So.
How about lucuma fruit from Peru?
Never even heard of it. Yeah.
It has a sweet maple-like taste. You may have encountered it as a smoothie ingredient. Are you a smoothie fan?
I do love smoothies.
I don't know. I tried. We have a Nutribullet.
Okay.
And I tried to make that my breakfast for quite some time, mm-hmm. but they would just sit on my desk and get warm.
Oh, really?
Because I was like, ugh. And I even bought the smoothie straws that were big.
The big ones.
I still.
Do you just not like the flavor?
I think it's the texture.
Oh, really?
And I'm not a texture person. Like, it doesn't usually affect me, but.
For some reason. Is it because there's seeds in there?
Sometimes, yeah. Mm. Or, like, yeah.
Do you like milkshakes?
I do. But that's sweet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it depends on what you're.
I need chocolate in everything sure. I eat.
You know, I actually just went to the store yesterday, and mm-hmm. I found these pre-packs from Jamba Juice. They sell them at the store. And you can actually, they're fruity. They're like the strawberry bananas and...
Oh, nice.
And the orange crushes, and it just, there's a few in there that I'll try, like the mixed berries, but I like smoothies, so...
Steve's a big smoothie person. Like, he'll send me pictures, and I'm like, right on, I had oatmeal.
Yeah, how funny.
Nutritional yeast. This deactivated yeast is rich in B vitamins and protein. It has a cheesy and nutty flavor.
Hmm, yeah. Interesting. I don't think I've ever touched yeast, other than when it's bread.
Right, bread.
Mm-hmm. Or beer.
Right, and I'm not a beer person, so.
Yeah.
Olive oil. That's a staple mm-hmm. in my kitchen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Seaweed?
I've actually had packs of it, like little snack packs.
I love those. Mm. From Whole Foods, you can get like the flavored ones.
Yeah, I have those. My brother-in-law really likes those, and his daughter eats them. She's like 10, I think.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, Lily doesn't like them.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, she'll grow into it.
Yeah, maybe.
It's kind of like a, what's the
acquired?
Word?
Acquired?
Yes, exactly.
Do you ever eat at Mount Fuji?
Yeah, actually.
They have a great seaweed salad.
I
love it.
Awesome. Yeah, I've heard, we just went to sushi last month at Sushi Katsu.
Yes.
And they have a seafood salad. Mm-hmm. I didn't try it, but my brother-in-law. Who we're talking about. He actually had that. So.
I love the seaweed salad at Mount Fuji. I will order it to go when Steve's traveling. That with a side of baby octopus, and you stir it together, and it's delicious.
That sounds really good, actually.
It is awesome. Wheat-free tamari. It's a gluten-free fermented soy sauce. It adds a wonderful salty flavor to many recipes.
Hmm.
And then the last one is whole grain mustard, a very useful condiment. Mustard can be used to create a quick, clean sauce or salad dressing. I didn't know there was whole grain mustard. I just thought there was mustard. And then there's honey mustard. And there's grape poupon.
There you go. Excuse me, do you have any grape poupon?
I'm glad you caught that. Do those commercials run anymore?
Oh, I doubt it.
They should come back.
That That's funny. I actually, now that you say that, I remember that commercial, but I remember more so the reference from Wayne's World.
I didn't watch that movie.
Oh, that's funny. No, you're fine.
So those are some great staples to add to your kitchen to be a little bit healthier. Does it help you?
I mean, if you cook, yeah. But I mean, sometimes, I mean, yeah, sometimes when you're on the go, you don't cook.
You have a job.
I have some of those.
You have a gym membership. You're busy.
Yeah, kind of. Just a little bit.
So the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about this concert ticket giveaway.
Awesome.
Super excited. John Party, he's going to be at the Grizzly Rose here in Denver this coming Friday. I love him. He in addition to Taylor Swift.
I actually Googled him, and in one of his pictures, he looked like Elvis.
Yes, he does. Yeah. The first time I saw him, I was like, oh, is that
Does he
related?
Sound like him?
No, not really. No, oh. He's country.
Oh, is he?
He's country. So we have a winner.
Awesome.
Linda Bruns.
Awesome.
She sent me an email, her and several other people, and I did a drawing. And Linda Bruns, I will send you information via email for all the details when it comes to the tickets. And I will actually be waitressing that night, so you'll have to stop by and say hi.
Yay. Thanks for listening.
Yes, thank you so much. And share with your friends, lots of your friends. And I wanted to go over some eyeliner tips.
Okay.
So I've been struggling. If you recall, I struggled with deodorant. Do you remember that debacle?
I do. And it's, yeah. It's funny you bring that up because I don't think I told you the right one. Because I went home that day and my husband's like, no. That's not what you use.
So what deodorant do you use?
I think I used Degree.
Oh, I tried Degree. It failed.
Yeah, I did that. I'm a mess. It's okay. Anyways, eyeliner.
So I was using gel eyeliner.
Okay.
And I noticed that the black, because I go with black, mm-hmm. would like fade throughout the day. And like the black would end up being gray. Okay. Which didn't always look the greatest with my makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to do liquid, but that would run. So I'm like, what am I doing wrong? And then I found this article. And I wanted to talk about it.
All right, let's talk about it.
Do you wear eyeliner a lot?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of eyeliner do you wear?
I
won't make this in every podcast for the next 12 podcast question, I promise.
I think it's probably, like, I do, like, a Maybe. Crap.
I'm so sorry.
I do a gel eyeliner, and then I also use, like, a pencil, but it's not a pencil. Like, it's one of those plastic tube pencils that you can screw up.
Right. You don't have to sharpen.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's what I use.
What brand?
I think the pencil is Physician's Formula.
Okay.
And the other one, I think, is like a Revlon or Maybelline or something like that.
Because I was using e.l.f. for a while.
Okay.
And then I used Jordania, and they're both pretty cheap drugstore brands. Sure. So maybe it's the price. Maybe I need to go up a little bit. Maybe I need to look at Maybelline.
Maybe. I mean, yeah, maybe.
So some tips that I found is you don't want to overdo it on the bottom lid. For a while, I wasn't doing any on the bottom. Do you put bottom?
Yeah, I do.
And I Not realized today, in but... pictures, you just got done working out.
Right.
In pictures, I was like, that looks odd.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to put some, but you don't want to go cray cray.
Right. Yeah, I know what you mean. Because if your liner is a lot darker, then, like, do you even wear mascara?
I do.
Do you? See, I don't.
Oh,
and
at
so
all?
I notice not on the bottom lid.
Oh, okay.
And I notice that it's just kind of.
Why don't you wear mascara on the bottom?
I don't know. I just don't like the way it looks.
Because I found Clinique has bottom lash mascara, and it is a tiny little applicator, like probably however big that is, like. A quarter, not even a quarter inch.
Yeah, not very big.
Yeah, and you use it on your bottom, and it's so easy. Because before, I would, like, put mascara on my bottom that I'd have to take a Q-tip and wipe the excess that,
Maybe that's why.
Anyway.
I don't do it, so.
And I'm a perfectionist when it comes to makeup. So this next one is you don't want to put it on unevenly because you don't want the jagged look. And I've had the jagged look. I've redone it a million times. It drives me insane because I am a perfectionist.
Yeah, I've done that too.
It is frustrating.
It's funny, though, because I do my makeup, like, probably in the car anywhere we're going. No. Goodness. My like
again, you're Superwoman.
Like my husband will be driving and say we have to go somewhere.
I did not even think that.
But yeah, so like
you're so funny.
He's driving, okay. But yeah, we're on our way somewhere, so then I mess one up.
And then do you get mad at him?
No.
Like, come on, dude, drive better.
All right. I have gotten mad at him. Like, dude, really? You have to drive on this bumpy road?
Let me know when really? There's a bump. Do you see what I'm doing here? It's a masterpiece on my face.
So, like, there have been times where I'd have to go a little bit thicker on than I'd like just to kind of make it a little more even. So, but yeah, yes.
You gotta be careful.
Damn roads, anyways.
This weekend, I bought some hot pink eyeliner for the summer months. Okay. I was like, hot pink? I've never seen hot pink eyeliner. And some teal.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
And some silver. Because you don't want to only use black and brown. You got to like.
Really?
Go, out there.
I've tried purple
beyond.
Before.
I have purple.
But I just didn't like the way it looked on my eyes.
I do purple mainly on the bottom. Okay. Like, I'll do black on the top, and if I want some, like, diverse look, I'll do purple on the bottom.
You know, I've done green before, now that I think about it.
There's so many other colors out there beyond brown and black, and I want to say I did not discover them until, like, a year ago.
Really?
I was like, what? This is eyeliner? It's teal? Yeah. So fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I used to use only black, and then when I switched over to brown... I just felt like it brought a lot of redness out of my face.
Oh.
So.
Everyone's different. I do brown,
different, yeah.
I feel like it doesn't define my eyes as well.
I use bronze.
Mm-hmm.
So it has like kind of a shimmery effect, so it looks different. I don't know. I don't use flat brown usually, though.
Gotcha.
So, I don't know.
I try and coordinate with my outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if I'm doing, like, a brown outfit, I'll do brown eyeliner, but I don't like it as much as black.
Really? See, I don't use black anymore.
Hmm.
I used to all the time, but I feel like it's...
Too much?
Well, like, I felt like it ran too much, then I would have big circles. So.
Raccoon eyes.
I switched to brown.
And then, let's see, know the difference between pencil, gel, and liquid. Pencil is for beginners. Gel is for immediate... Or intermediate, and liquid is for advanced. That's kind of the long and the short of that.
I don't think I'll ever use liquid.
Yeah.
It's intimidating.
It is. I have some liquid eyeliner to do my winged look when I go out.
Sure.
And it takes me like 3 times.
Yeah, I can't.
To do it. And I cannot mix liquid with fake eyelashes yet.
Oh, nice. Because I've never tried that.
It's hard. It's so hard. Really? To get the eyeliner right and then to get the eyelashes right. It's a lot of getting things right, and I only need to focus on one. So.
Yeah. That sounds
intense.
Like a lot of work.
It is. I love doing makeup, but sometimes there's a line.
Yeah.
Where the fun turns into
a makeup
work.
Line.
Yes, a makeup line. And then the last thing is not smudge proofing. Here's how to smudge proof. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Apply your liner with a pencil or a tiny brush and then trace over the line with a matching powder shadow. To make it last even longer, wet your shadow brush and use Visine first.
Interesting.
I'd never heard this before. I was like, boom!
Wouldn't that make it run, though, into your eyeball?
Not if you barely wet it. You don't want it soaking.
Okay, so like kind of like...
Dab it.
I gotcha. Yeah.
But then my eye doctor told me not to use Visine on my eyes because it just takes the red out, doesn't moisturize.
It restricts your blood vessels, doesn't it?
Yeah, so don't use it on your eyeballs. Use it on your eyeliner.
How are your eyeballs?
Good. I have dry moments.
Yeah.
So it's been probably about a month now. Not even a month since I had my LASIK.
Mm-hmm.
And I have moments, especially at night when I'm driving and I'm like, I feel like I could see better before... But they said that's because of dryness. So I now constantly have drops with me, and I'm taking fish oil.
Interesting.
Because fish oil creates more moisture in your eyeballs. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I knew they were good for your eyes.
Yeah.
But I
just thought it was
why.
Good for your heart and, I don't know, fish oil.
And I think it's also good for mood stabilization as well.
Ah.
Yeah, I think I've heard that.
So Steve will be happy. I'm on fish oil.
Just plateau you right out.
Right. Well, thank you so much for stopping by today. Sure. I feel like I talked your ear off.
Oh, that's
with
cool.
my kitchen staples and my eyeliner tips.
No, you're fine. I'm just, I think we were talking earlier about how today's kind of like a dead Monday.
I did not want to get out of bed. I did not want to do anything. Yeah. I got to work and I was like, everyone leave me alone.
Sure.
Min Min, I work with her and she was like, are you okay? I was like, not really. I'm good though.
You're like, I need
nothing
my coffee.
Nothing specific. I just don't want to be here. I don't want to be alive today. I just wanted to be in bed all day. One of those days where you're just like, ugh. And it wasn't even like a rainy, yucky day.
No, I just, I think everything's starting to catch up maybe.
Like it's the lull between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Sure. Yeah, I could see that.
And you said your six-year-old was even like, mm-mm.
She said, what did she say? She said, I wish I didn't have to do anything today. And I was like, yeah, me too. Little turkey.
Little turkey. Well, you'll be back in January. Yeah?
Yeah, I'll see you next year.
Have a fabulous Christmas and a great New Year's.
You too.
And we will see you in 2015.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You found us once, but can you find us again? Make sure and like us at facebook.com/2girlsinabottleofwine. Follow us on Twitter or Instagram @2girlsandwine. You can find our podcast all over the place. We're at podbean.com, spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, iTunes, and stitcher.com. You can also find all of our links on our blogs at the2girlsandwine.tumblr.com or the2girlsandwine.blogspot.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you each and every week at Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.